predominate power of God in humanity's government. In our era, many people believe that mere votes place politicians in government offices. However, Daniel prophesied, Daniel 4:25, "The Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will." Psalm 47:2, "For the Lord Most High is terrible, he is a great king over all the earth." God intervenes in humanity's leaderships, whether it is a monarchy or democratic system. The scriptures teach us that God ultimately rules in the government's system of humanity. King Solomon declared that his heart was in the hand of the Lord to do whatsoever he will. Proverbs 21:1, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will." Although we have a democratic system of government, and not a monarch system, the Spirit of God still prevails in all times in his true prophets and spiritual leaders who teach the Word of God. When God wants to reveal his powers, he will intervene in some strategic manner through the leaders in government. Isaiah 48:16, "And now the Lord God, and his Spirit, hath sent me." Isaiah prophesied in the Old Testament era about the coming of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, to establish the spiritual kingdom of God in the heart of believers. Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Jesus proclaimed to people in his era, St. Mark 1:15, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel." God's intention was to humble Nebuchadnezzar, a heathen king over Babylon, by taking him down from his kingdom. He exalted himself above God, therefore, God took human intelligence from him. He lived the life of a beast for 7 years. The forewarning of God preceded his judgment against Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel said, Daniel 4:27, "Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by shewing mercy to the poor." Daniel counseled the king to accept his words and stop doing evil to the poor and do good. We notice in verses 29 to 31 that Nebuchadnezzar did not take heed to the counsel of Daniel. At the end of 12 months he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake, and said, "Is not this great Babylon, that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power, and for the honor of my majesty?" While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, saying, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee." Verse 33, "The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws." We notice that God executed his judgment against Nebuchadnezzar immediately after he said, "Is not this great Babylon, that I have built?" Then the voice of God spoke from heaven saying that he would eat grass as oxen, and his dwelling shall be among the beasts of the field. His IQ was that of a beast and not on a human level. Nebuchadnezzar did not give honor and glory to God. Therefore, God humbled him by taking away his dominion and power as king. The psalmist proclaimed, Psalm 49:20, "Man that is in honor, and understandeth not, is like the beasts that perish." Many people look merely to politicians to determine their way of life instead of praying and seeking God for divine intervention and help. Our government's powers are still subject to God. God taught Nebuchadnezzar a lesson through experience, and many of you must learn this lesson. King Nebuchadnezzar said, Daniel 4:34, "And at the end of the days I Nebuchadnezzar lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me." Nebuchadnezzar was not godly. However, when he repented and placed his mind and heart toward God, his understanding returned unto him. God restored his mind and changed his heart. This is the testimony of Nebuchadnezzar after God had delivered him from living among wild beasts, and after God gave him human intelligence again. Verse 35, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doth according to his will in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand, or say unto him, What doest thou? It was that experience Nebuchadnezzar recognized the preeminent power of God. God rules in the army of heaven, and in the nations of the earth. No one is able to stop his power and authority. Nebuchadnezzar exalted God and not himself by saying his judgment is righteous. Verse 37, Now I Nebuchadnezzar praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. God is able to abase the high and exalt the low. Let us put our trust in God. King David's sin of unbelief was numbering the people of Israel, whereby he would have knowledge of his military power for warfare. 1 Chronicles 21:1-2, And Satan stood up against Israel, and provoked David to number Israel. And David said to Job and to the rulers of the people, Go, number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me, that I may know it. David sent Job, who was the military general of the army of Israel, with some of the rulers of the people to number all Israel. That was the work of Satan to entice David to trust in human military power instead of trusting in the power of God. Those who trust in political power to determine their success will ultimately be disappointed. Consequently, they will have the same misfortune that David experienced. Unbelief in God's preeminent powers to direct and regulate our system and situations will cause hardships and tragedy to our democratic way of life. In verse 3, Job warned David concerning demanding numbering the people. And Job answered, The Lord make his people 100 times so many more as they be. We should vote because it is our civil and democratic duty. However, it is by divine intervention that places political officials into office. He intervenes in the system of humanity as Job said. God determines the success or defeat of humanity. The prophet articulated to King Amaziah, 2 Chronicles 25:8, For God hath power to help, and to cast down. 1 Chronicles 21:5-6, And Job gave the sum of the number of the people unto David. And all they of Israel were 1,000,000 and 100,000 men that drew sword, and Judah was 70,000 men that drew sword. But Levi and Benjamin counted he not among them, for the king's word was abominable to Job. We understand that Job gave King David a part of the number of the men of war. Verse 7, And God was displeased with this thing, therefore he smote Israel. We should not trust in human power only, this is displeasing to God. We notice God's act of judgment against Israel, verse 14, So the Lord sent pestilence upon Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men. God sent an evil destroying angel through all the coasts of Israel, and he smote Israel with sickness. Verses 15-16, And God sent an angel unto Jerusalem to destroy it, and as he was destroying, David lifted up his eyes, and saw the angel of the Lord stand between the earth and the heaven, having a drawn sword in his hand stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders of Israel, who were clothed in sackcloth, fell upon their faces. When David and the elders fasted and prayed, God gave him a vision of the angel of death coming to Jerusalem with a sword to slay them. Therefore, he and the elders fell upon their faces seeking God's presence for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He knew that the angel of death would not spare the least nor the greatest of the people of Israel. David confessed and repented of his sin of unbelief when he numbered the soldiers for warfare. Verse 17, And David said unto God, Is it not I that commanded the people to be numbered, even I it is that have sinned and done evil indeed? Those of you, who trust in humanity's military might, and not in God, shall fall into condemnation by the snares of the devil. The only way out is repentance. David repented, and God stopped the angel of death. Verse 15, The Lord beheld, and he repented him of the evil, and said to the angel that destroyed, It is enough, stay now thine hand. The judgment of God against Israel was as tragic and disastrous as the judgment in which God executed against Pharaoh and all Egypt for enslaving God's people. Throughout all the coasts of Israel, disease and death prevailed against them. When the prophet Gad came to David and gave him a message from God, David remembered too late that he should have relied on God, and not on human numbers and weapons to succeed in warfare. Verse 13, And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait, let me fall now into the hand of the Lord, but let me not fall into the hand of man. In spite of how difficult our situation is, we should always pray and wait on God to give us an answer. This is the route for our deliverance. We should not devise the way out of our present problems. King Solomon elaborated in Proverbs 3:6, In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. 1 Chronicles 21:26, And David built there an altar unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and called upon the Lord, and he answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of burnt offering. Each Christian should spiritually build an altar for God. Our spiritual altar is our hearts. We should willingly fast and pray, and the Lord will hear us from heaven, and answer us by fire with the power of the Holy Spirit. It was at the altar of sacrifice that the Lord answered David. He pardoned him and all Israel for their sin of unbelief, and thus he made peace with God. Verse 27, And the Lord commanded the angel, and he put up his sword again into the sheath thereof. Psalm 118:8-9, It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. The Jewish leaders did not have political power in Roman government to crucify Jesus. The Roman government was the authority, and Pilate, who was the governor, authorized the crucifixion of Jesus. St. John 19:10-11, Then saith Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me, knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above, therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. Paul proclaimed that Jesus Christ would rule over his enemies in the world to come. 1 Corinthians 15:25, For he must reign, till he hath put all enemies under his feet. Verse 24, Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. The Lord will abolish all systemic rules. Verse 26, The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Psalm 62:11, God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Ultimate power of God in Christ will destroy all human systems of government. St. John 10:17-18, Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. He laid down his life for us, the true believers of all eras, who trust in him for eternal life. Jesus revealed to John, Revelation 1:18, I am he that liveth, and was dead, and, behold, I am alive forevermore, Amen, and have the keys of hell and of death.